Can we think of the first 8 years curriculum? The following are my ideas. I have already presented what I call the core curriculum for 12 years, so it includes 8 years also. So that is my first proposal. These 8 years course which is here, let that be the spinal cord of our curriculum. Now I come to the left wing. It consists of the study of languages. So my proposal is that we should have a curriculum of the study of English, French, Tamil, Sanskrit. This is my proposal. These four languages now pedagogically it is a very difficult problem how to teach four languages to our students. At present we have made some efforts. Our children speak English and Tamil. These two languages are more widespread than other languages. Now mother had spoken of French very prominently, and I always feel sorry when our children are not able to speak French. This is my personal regret, in fact, which I want to share with you, because I would like to tell you my own story about French. You know, when you don't know a language, you have a prejudice against it. When I came to the ashram, I did not know French. And therefore, this effect that one has a prejudice against what you don't know and what you other people say you should learn, and there is a reluctance. It's a difficult task to learn a language. So for quite some time I did not learn the language. And the fact was that French was a medium of instruction in the ashram school, and that gave me, and I was a registrar, and not knowing French, I had half the school out of my understanding, which was a very troublesome thing for me. As a registrar, you should know the whole school, everything that is going on in the school. But because I did not know French, half the school was out of my purview. So all the time there was a knocking on my door as if, learn French, learn French, learn French. And I wanted to learn French, but where is the time? My work was so heavy, 14 hours a day, and tremendous amount of work to be done, so many experiments going on, so much of correspondence going on, and then reports to the mother, and the mother's answers to be implemented, and expansion of the school taking place, construction work going on at the same time. And I had no Kripa with me at that time to assist, as Sanjeev has got somebody to assist. I had none. So where is the time for learning a language? I also wanted to learn Tamil, because Tamil was spoken all over, and even now I have not learned Tamil in spite of so many years. Unpardonable thing. But it is in my program. My curriculum still includes Tamil. Anyway, many teachers in our ashram school had a prejudice against French, because they also did not know, like me, French language, and they felt that French is being emphasized in our school because Pavitrada is a Frenchman who was the director of education. Because he is the director, therefore French is being imposed upon all of us. Why? It's a burden on the, actually it's a burden on our educational process. And this view was expressed implicitly in whispers, and sometimes often quite openly. Some of the teachers who were quite old teachers and very revered teachers, they also used to say that Pavitra, being a Frenchman, wants to impose French in our school. It was blunt like that. And naturally people like me who did not know French and who had reluctance to learn French used to feel that there may be something in it. I am talking to you quite in a confessional mood. It affects. Now a time came when there was the question of introducing new mathematics. I think around 1960-61 there was a new wave in the world of new mathematics. And many books came out on this subject. And there was, since Pavitrada himself was also a mathematician, and mother gave herself a great importance to mathematics, teachers said that we should introduce new mathematics in our school. Mathematik modern. And many textbooks were bought. And there was one book in French which was one of the best as a production, but very costly. And there was another book in English, not so beautifully produced, but content-wise the same, but very cheap in cost. So now the question was, which textbook to follow? That French textbook or this English book? In what book to follow? And the argument was, of all those who were advocating English as a medium of instruction, their argument was that if you want to buy a number of copies of mathematics for each student, which was the practice in the ashram school, in ashram school everybody was given a textbook by the school itself. So the school had to buy a number of copies of mathematics textbook, and if so many textbooks had to be bought, the budget would be very high. So it was suggested that it is better to buy cheap books so that cost is not high, and English textbook is as good almost as the French book. So a question was put to the mother, "Mother, here are two books, and please tell us which book we should introduce in our school as a text." And mother said, "You leave the matter to me, I will think over it." And after 3 days, mother wrote, "This French book is the best." That was her answer. "This French book is the best. But you need not give the text to every child. Teachers must study this book and produce worksheets for every child." You see how synthetic answer. The cost is not so high if you buy only for teachers and not for pupils. But then she gave a homework for teachers, that you read the textbook and prepare worksheets for children. So teachers have to work on it and give worksheets to the children in French. Now this was mother's answers. Now this gave me a tremendous insight into what mother's, why she was emphasizing French. And then one student wrote a very clear question, "Mother, you tell us yourself what is the importance of French from your own point of view, not because so many others are advocating French or because the director of education is French, but you yourself, what is your view?" And I read out this letter to the mother, and mother said the following to me, which I want to share with you because I really want to emphasize the study of French in Oroville. And mother said the following: "English language has brought into India vulgar commercialism. And this has to be combated so that the Indian spirit comes back to itself. French is the only language which can combat with English, because it has in it the qualities of clarity, precision, robust intellectuality, and aristocracy of the spirit. I want these qualities to be superimposed upon whatever is given through English language in India. She didn't speak only of the ashram. She told me in India, so that the corrupting influence of English is counteracted effectively. And then she told me, I do not know how much you can do in this direction. This was her answer, and this gave me a complete knock in my consciousness. This was just preceded by another sentence of the mother I give you. I had requested the printing press that we should have mother's talks which are being distributed among teachers and students, an equal number of copies in French and English, so that those who do not know French can also study mother's talks in English. So mother had written to me, those who want to read me should read me in French, and she underlined French in 3 times in French. So I would like to share with you that I would like to plead with everybody in Oroville, please attend to French. At present it is being neglected greatly. Anyway, I personally see that there is a research to be made in this subject, because even teaching 4 languages is a big problem. If
when
you have
it's a curriculum, does it mean that it is compulsory for everybody?
No, as I said, the first principle of curriculum is nothing is compulsory. The first statement to be made, in this curriculum nothing is compulsory. This is what mother once told me. She said that, you see, in our school there was an assumption that physical education is absolutely inevitable in our school. Even today, you cannot join the school if you are not a member of the physical education group. As a result, many people believe that, according to the mother, physical education is compulsory. I had asked the mother one question, because one student said, I don't like to go to sports. So mother said, why do you force her? In our school nothing is compulsory, she said. These were her own words. She said, in our school there is nothing compulsory. Now this is a marvelous statement. So even when I say 4 languages, I make a distinction between 3 things. Those which are to be emphasized, those things which are to be encouraged, and those things which are optional. Nothing is compulsory, but certain things to be emphasized. I think we have to tell the children, you see, when a child is taken to body awareness in your experiments, which are admirable experiments. Now, I don't think anybody says, look, this is compulsory. It's being done. Nothing is compulsory. It's not compulsory. I'm sure if some child said, oh, I don't like it at all, I don't think we'll force him. But it's being done. Similarly, if these 4 languages are spoken, taught, given, it is what I call emphasis. You are emphasizing the learning of 4 languages. Actually, mother said that all the spoken languages of the world are languages of Oroville. Not only this 4 languages, but all the spoken languages of the world. So it does not contradict the formula that in addition to 4 languages, if you have any other mother tongue, that also is is to be cultivated. So you have five languages.